Hey, what's going on, everybody? How are you doing this fan-freaking-tastic day? So many things going on, so many mindsets to consider, so many different avenues to do the things in which you want to do, but nobody knows where to go. Nobody knows how to get to where it is and things of that nature. But tonight, I wanted to talk about something special. I want to talk about something that's going on. I want to talk about barricades and limitations and things of that nature. So that is exactly what this podcast is going to entail this evening. And most of us don't want to hear about the barricades, because normally when it comes down to it, the biggest barricade that is in front of us is also what we see in the mirror. That is the biggest barricade right there. The person you look at every day in the mirror, when you're, after you get out of the shower, before you get in the shower, walking by the mirror in your bedrooms or in a closet or whatever you do when you open it up, the biggest barricade that you face is yourself. Because we don't know how to get out of our own way. We don't know how to just let what happened in the past be the past. I'm speaking all of this with knowledge of it. Because the biggest barricade I faced in everything that I wanted to achieve in this life, the biggest barricade that I wanted to overcome in this world was myself. I had no idea how I was going to overcome myself. This barricade consumed me. This barricade was the hardest thing in the world for me to get over. And that is my mindset and how I wrapped around everything, how I dealt with the world, how I dealt with people, how I dealt with whatever. That barricade sucked so much that I am not going to lie to you. Part of me wanted to just do what most people do, right? And that is end everything, because we don't know how to deal with our own mind. We don't know how to deal with our own actions. We don't know how to deal with the fact that if we stop letting the barricade of our mind and how we imprison ourselves to do certain things and act certain ways and hang around certain people, that barricade would release. And we would not have to deal with that barricade anymore. We would not have to deal with the psychological aspect of what we put ourselves through. Because we have to learn that barricade is very, very easy to get over. We have to let go of the past. We have to let go of what we thought held us back. We have to let go of imperfections that we have and just learn to embrace who we are. That is so hard, to learn to embrace who you are and stop acting like somebody else. Stop being like somebody else. Stop trying to embody what somebody wants us to be instead of what we want to become. That barricade consumes, inhales, devours who you are. You have to learn to chip away at it. Now, most of you have no idea where I'm about to go with this next reference. There was a wall in Berlin. I mean, we've all heard about the wall. I witnessed the wall being broken just because I was a kid and it was on the news. I saw that. And what I saw was a barricade in front of two groups of people that grew up with the understanding that this wall was there for protection. That this wall was there to keep out East or West Germans, so that way that whatever they were dealing with would not cross over to what really wasn't there. But we were so happy to to see a wall come down and start seeing people embrace each other as they're walking through this wall. And the only thing that held us back was the wall, was us trying to understand what was going on, was keeping us from the greatness of a whole country. And that is the barricade in which you have in yourself. You have a barricade up in your mind that you have this illusion of what the world is. But the moment you decide to take this wall down, tear down the barricade, you start seeing what is and start embracing what could be. See, I was that person. I did not want to embrace motivational speaking or speaking or any of that nature or hanging around or being in the position that I am in. Because for one, I was scared of it. So I put a wall up. I put this barricade up. So that way, if it didn't work, I can always say, well, see, I had this wall here for a reason. The wall keeps us from the greatness. The barricade keeps you from achieving. The barricade holds you from becoming what it is that you're meant to become. Do the things that you're meant to do. Talk to the people in which you were meant to talk to. I've met so many people because I let the barricade go. I started chipping away at the wall. I started chipping away at insecurities. I started chipping away at depression. I started chipping away at anger. I started chipping away at whatever was there. Homelessness. Joblessness. Joblessness, if that's a word. Carless. I started chipping away at those things. And I started seeing what is and wanted to make what I knew could be a reality. And that's where most of us are today. That's what most of us deal with today. That is what most of us have to deal with on a daily basis. We're scared of what could be and not willing to break down the barricade to embrace what can be. I know you have goals. I know you have dreams. I know you have aspirations, because we all do. But we all have that one person or persons outside of ourselves that is a barricade that is keeping us from it. I was a barricade to things that I wanted to achieve and wanted to do when I was married. And now I see that I can do. I can see that I can talk. I see that I can go about and become what it is that I mean to become in my next relationship, because I let go of the insecurities, a barricade. I let go of the anger, a barricade. I let go of fear, barricade. I let go of frustration, barricade. I let go of what was not there, a barricade, and learned that I can become and do and go and see and talk and listen and engage with those people who I once saw as untouchable, as I once saw as sitting on whatever it is that we see people sitting on, a ledge, a perch, whatever. They are there to show me that I can achieve. You are here to show yourselves that you can achieve what it is that you want to achieve in this world. Nothing can stop you from achieving greatness. Nothing can stop you from achieving a blissful life. God did not put you on this earth to suffer. He died for your sins. Let him help you and to become what it is that you want to become. Let him guide you. It's already, the footsteps are already there. The imprints are already there. The thing is, are you willing to step from behind the barricade and take that journey with him. Dream, sacrifice, success. Everything in this world happens for a reason. And what that reason is between you and your God. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't let this barricade keep you from becoming the person that you're meant to become.